Welcome back to the Chicken and Kool-Aid Podcast. I am your host, Jerome. We're on season two, volume number four. And I'm just going to get straight to it. I'm not going to play around. I'm not going to keep y'all long. See, whenever we talk about really getting down to the nitty-gritty of things, we always have people that want to cut corners. We will always have people that want to say, what if? See, I'm starting to believe that instead of us trying to come together, I had talked about on my previous podcast about how we lack the ability to use conflict resolution. To bring down problems in our community. And I'm looking, and I tested it today. I put up a post. And I know some people were scared to touch it because they know that I was going to refute what they were saying. And number one thing today that I want to talk about, stop encouraging black people to kill and hurt each other. You sick bastards. I'm so sick and tired of the bullshit. Don't nobody mention white supremacy here. In this situation, what I'm talking about today, I'm saying this with my chest. Stop it. Oh, Jerome, you mad today? You mad because another young black man killed the black man trying to take up for his mama when they were in a heated dispute and that black man assaulted her? See, that's the narrative. See, that's the triggering standpoint that don't nobody want to talk about. And it hits so powerful. Oh, man, guess what? That boy did that because that man hit his mama. Well, look at here. Guess who? Well, before I say that, this is the reason why we need to have conflict resolution. Because guess who suffers the most in domestic disputes? Hello, somebody. Guess how many domestic homicides happen because of what? A black woman and a black man, or a black man and a black man, or a black woman and a black woman are doing what? Arguing. People get hurt. People get permanently deleted. I'm going to start saying deleted because I'm on a platform. Y'all know what that means. So not only do we have a conflict resolution issue, see, now we start to have the trickle-down effects of conflict resolution. And doing things culturally to have a predictable outcome in regards to situations. Oh, yeah. We're going to get into it. But let me ask y'all something. Over the weekend, I'm going to make it plain and clear. And I want everybody that's listening to this podcast to understand. And this is the reason why. that man, regardless of how wrong he was and how hard he hit that woman, because he hit her ass hard. That man should have left with his life. You mean to tell me, over the weekend, nationally, for everybody to see, the member of the City Girl group, JT, hit Lil Uzi Vert in front of everybody. This is not the first time that JT has assaulted Lil Uzi Vert. No smoke for that. So are y'all telling me, hold on, listen clearly, it was unprovoked? That's what they saying in the video. It was unprovoked. So are y'all telling me that JT had enough business to hit that man with that phone? And how should Lil Uzi Vert should have responded? Should he have pulled out his gun and deleted that woman because he was mad and frustrated? See, these are the conversations that people do not want to have. And I can guarantee you, when you start on your own to look at domestic disputes and the black community, you'll start to see why. I be damned, Jerome. You saying something here, man, that I never knew about. You want to know why? We're 45% more likely to have a dispute. Hispanics come next. And y'all out here telling me that black on black crime ain't real. Stop it. Y'all out here telling me that every single day that there's no correlation to black men and black women constantly at each other's throats, arguing, constantly putting each other down. Y'all telling me that mentally doesn't have any impact on how we interact with each other? You could think that, but I'm going to give you my opinion. I think that it does. Especially if you're coming from a situation or a household that has no what? Guidance. This is the reason why to all those men that's in the manosphere, the red pill community and all of this, and they're constantly talking about, you know, how valued they are and this and this and this. And they're saying that they're alpha males. And they will say in the same sentence, you know what, we don't care about anybody else's kids. Those are not mine. But if you really knew anything, you would know that real men look after all women and children. Not the modern ones, but real men make sure that something that's within their grasp, they try to pass down a jewel, a level of respect, a learning lesson. And then, hold on now, we finna get back to it, but I just want to let y'all know. And the same thing goes for these women out here. Single mothers, they're not willing. The only time that they're willing to drop a nugget in a young black woman's ear is to tell them how to do what? Deceive, respond to, con, or disrespect a black man and lead them on their way. They're not dropping any knowledge on how to be a mother. Just look at it. Just look at it outside. They're not dropping any knowledge on how to be a mother. They're not dropping any knowledge on how to be a wife. They're not passing down recipes. They're not explaining what you need to do to uphold your family. Nothing. And you wonder why there's such a disconnect. Because, you know what? Us as a people, we thrive on the negative. We want to be about the smoke all the time until we got to this point. See, it used to be where the niggas in the hood, quote unquote, the gangsters, the gangbangers, it used to be that those were the people, those were the outliers, and we knew that, oh man, you know what, they don't really want nothing out of life. You know what I'm saying? They gonna be out of here in a minute. And actually, during that time when we could identify those people, we had community leaders that was constantly trying to reach them. But now, the foolishness is all over the place. You could run into a woman right now, a black woman right now, and that woman will tell you everything up under the sun until you raise your hands up against her. Now she on the phone texting somebody to come get you. It didn't used to be like that, y'all. And guess what? I'm going to keep it a book. Black men used to then beat on black women like this. Everybody talking about what's going on. It's us, y'all. We're out of order. And for the first time ever, well, I'm not going to say for the first time ever, for the first time ever on my podcast, we're going to start to connect some of the dots with this bullshit out here. And the number one thing, because I'm thinking, I'm like, why is it that everybody is missing the point that if her son was there, he came in? Because I want to break this down. And y'all can hate me if you want to. Check me if you want to. You're going to hear what I'm saying. There is levels to an escalation. That young man or that woman never said, you know what, baby, let's go. And you see my son right there. Hold on. Back. He got a gun, y'all. Everybody stay clear. Back, man. We don't want to hurt you. We don't want to hurt you. Back. See, ain't nobody talking about that. My son has a gun. Back. He come in there, point the gun. Come here, baby. Huh? We up out of here. We don't need this. Back. There was not anything in regards to caution or anything. Because guess what? It takes two to tango. But you want to know why? These people were so entranced in a toxic conversation, especially the man. He was out of his mind. He said, oh, my grandmama, I'm finna whoop your ass. That is time to go time. But see, in her mind, she thinking that I'm not finna be dominated by no black man. So guess what she did? She stayed. She stayed and she engaged, and it almost cost her and her son to be spending the rest of their fucking life in jail. Y'all better hear me out. Because in her mind, she has to take it there. She's not thinking about safety. She's thinking about, guess what? My safety is this gun, and if this dude put his hands on me, my son finna blam his ass. She's not thinking about, that's the only thing that she's thinking about. We are protected. Instead of actually saying, you know what, we finna get out of here unscathed. But see, when we talk about the respect factor for a black woman and a black man, there is none. This is the reason why I decided to come in and say, is there another part to this culturally? Because the same thing can happen with another black man. That woman, remove that woman from that spot and put a whole nother black man right there, I think dude would have acted the same way. It's some men out here that really don't give a damn. And they roll by this. Man, woman, or child. If you get out here and you being disrespectful with me, I'm putting my hands on you, point blank, period. This is the reason why I'm saying that when it comes to domestic disputes, we need to pay close attention. And I'm going to let you know why. I'm going to let you know why, and we're going to talk about this. And you could Google this, ladies and gentlemen. This is not me just talking. Go to Google and put, because at first, I put in black women domestic violence. And this is what came up. A layered look at domestic violence in the black community. It says black and African American women experience violence at a 2.5 times more rate than white women. This is at thecurbornplace.org. And then it goes on to talk about some different factors, right? And it says, and in this scenario, right, it says that black women actually suffer in silence. I'm just going to read just a paragraph, okay? I wish I could post a link so everybody could read it, but I'm just going to read a paragraph. According to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, more than 40% of black women have experienced intimate partner physical violence, intimate partner sexual violence, and an intimate partner stalking in their lifetimes, and more than half of adult female homicides are related to partner violence. So in this scenario, it's basically saying that black men are responsible for this. I'm going to read another. I'm going to go down just a little bit more. And this is just me just reading off the muscle. Y'all understand this. And it says here, Cecilia Johnson, the director of strategic initiatives at the Domestic Violence Network, agrees it's a systemic issue. Because of history, because of a 400-year gap and 400 years of being left at the starting line, while other groups have moved forward with ease, this holds us back. That's the root cause. It's a combination of things that weren't given. We weren't just given opportunities in education that would generally be made available for other populations, specifically white populations, and socioeconomic opportunities. Oh, now we're getting somewhere. See, I'm not crazy, y'all. I'm not. The point of the matter is that it's more cultural. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is more cultural. It is more infighting. We have women, we have men out here that are not taking care of their children. At least that's what the narrative is. And then we have women out here, right? On the other hand, that are withholding their children from the father. Do y'all see that there is a broken paradigm with this? But ain't nobody checking this shit though. Only thing you want to talk about is, damn it, you ain't gonna bring his damn macaroni and cheese to him after he get off home from work. And this is the reason why I had made an actual comment almost a year ago by telling all men, stop having a discussion with women about how our community should be transformed. Because guess what? When the shit hits the fan and people start to point fingers, I don't want to hear shit. I don't want to hear nothing for the people, for the black men that sit back and play the what? The blame game. It's constantly trying to engage and argue and do all of that. You know what? We know women should be held accountable. Let's move forward past that. Because if we sit up here listening to them, they're going to be talking till the cows come home. If we set the example, this is what's happening. We'll see better results. But guess what, though? As long as there are constant domestic disputes, ladies and gentlemen, because that's basically what that was. An argument between a grown black woman and a grown black man, and what that resulted in is a black man hitting a black woman, and guess what? He ended up losing his what? His life, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to let y'all know something. It may not be the same thing, but it happened a different way. The Travis Rudolph situation. Come on, y'all. Come on. When the only thing that that woman had to do was leave it or what? Alone. Leave it alone. And be quiet. People lost their what? Their lives. We cannot keep repeating the same thing. And it's about time that we start pulling the layers back. We got a big ass Band-Aid that's bleeding like hell. And it's mixed with toxicness. It's mixed with accountability. It's mixed with economic status. It's mixed with social status. It's mixed with racism. It's mixed with colorism. It's mixed with marriage. I mean, that thing is big as hell. But the only thing that we want to do every single day is constantly wrap some more tissue and put a big ass Band-Aid on it every single day. Every single day. But if you know anything about healing yourself, you will understand this. That thing is going to need, that wound that we got, it's going to need to get some air, y'all. You cannot have that thing on there constantly and you study just piercing it every single day. Every single day there's an argument. Every single day. All black men ain't this. All black women ain't this. All black. Blah, 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 blah.
Who's doing the working? Who's doing the talking for us? Hell, we already letting these people know. We already letting these people tell us how to raise our children. They kicking us all over the United States. Yeah, we don't want you in New York no more. Yeah, we don't want you in Georgia no more. Yeah, we don't want you in Texas no more. And y'all just moving with the wind. Huh? Where's your smoke at with that? We would rather want to argue about taking down some fucking statues. Our priorities are off. We're lost morally. Oh, yeah. We need to have this conversation. And I don't care if y'all don't like how I'm delivering it. You know that the bulk of our community is lost. You know it. And we know that we need to move forward and bring some of the old traditions back and apply them in a more modern fashion. Because I don't give a dang about what's right. 1 + 1 = 2. And this is what I know is true. Things that are done right will be done right forever. We know what a predictable outcome is when we have good, healthy families and our communities. We know it already, ladies and gentlemen. I'm finna get back to the domestic issue in a minute, but we know what will happen if we have good, healthy, strong Black families in our community. One thing that I know is right and one thing that I know is true, 1 + 1 = 2. So why in the hell is the actual rhetoric these days telling Black women that young Black women, that you don't need a man? Hell, if she don't need a man, then how is what? The family gonna grow? But what you will be quick to tell it is, oh, go out here and live your life and do this and do that. But then when they come home with these babies, that they done made in Vegas, or they done made in spring break, or they done made in Florida, or when they just out turning up, then, no. Oh, and it's nothing different from the men neither. Telling all these dudes to go out here and get all these, hey, listen here, man, where I come from, it may sound gruesome, but you know what? If you had a lot of women, or if you had a lot of kids, that meant you had a whole lot of money. That meant that you was actually able to be able not only to financially, but also mentally hold down the fort of two households. Meaning that this, your family over here had a house and they doing good, and your family right here didn't miss a lick. And even if those two women knew about each other, they didn't say nothing to each other. And when you got up in the morning, you finished your coffee, you probably headed over to that woman's house to see your kids. It didn't have nothing to do with anything. It had everything to do with that man maintaining two households. Y'all better learn some. We better learn some, because I could be missing the mark too. That's the reason why I always ask for feedback. It hadn't started happening yet. I'm not tripping, but I know I'm not crazy. Now back to this domestic violence thing, y'all. Give me one moment here. Okay. Y'all get your pen, y'all get your paper. Y'all look this up. This is coming from www.wellmind.com. And it reads, although completely accurate numbers are probably not available Researchers agree that among ethnic groups in the United States, blacks, doesn't say black women, y'all need to listen to this, blacks are either more likely to experience domestic violence, either male to female or female to male. Aha. Now, this article was wrote back in April 26th of 2021. So let's delve in just for a moment, shall we?
Shall we?
And then it says, followed by Hispanics, then whites. And meanwhile, Asians are the at least to experience intimate partner violence. Let's stop there. You want to know why? Because the Asian family dynamic and community is based upon what? Love and respect. And tradition. And honor. And also being the best person that you could be. Humbly speaking, do some research. You'll understand. So can we see just for a moment, if we turn our mindsets upside down, everything that we do, we got to show out. We want to be the most flashiest. We want to be the most. Oh, yeah. We want to come through the somebody. Oh, you know, I was just going to come over there and just take over and do all of this and do all of that. No, that's not what it is. But check this out. And I'm just going to read. Mind you, this is a Google search, y'all. What's more, the Women of Color Network reports that economic security combined with isolation, racism, and discrimination shape how women of color experience and respond to domestic violence. See, because if you listen to some people, I won't mention no names, but just go to YouTube, you'll see that it is a lot, and I mean a lot, of blaming black men for these things. But let's check it out. Because the black woman ain't doing it alone. But check it out. For instance, non-white women are often more afraid of what will happen if they report abuse than they are likely than they are of the violence they are enduring. Okay. Here are some reasons why women of color may not seek help when victimized by an intimate partner. Let's understand this. Have a cultural or religious view that keep them in heart and that keep them in the relationship. Poses strong ties and loyalty to their race, culture, and family. Distrust law enforcement. Want service providers who look like them and they can speak their language. Experience racism and classism. Receive pressure from their communities to keep their family matters private. And worry about the legal status of being deported if they seek help. Okay. Sounds good to me. I agree with everything. But we understand that these things happen around the entire gender spectrum. What? Hello, somebody. We understand that domestic violence can be when a black woman is hitting a black man. Or when a black woman is being mentally abusing. Oh, yeah. To another black woman. Or a black woman being physically abused by a black man. It's all abuse, y'all. Why don't we just come out and have a real conversation? Why is it so one-sided? Because you want to know why? If we really come out and tell the truth, it will have some equilibrium to it. And it'll bring down some of the venom on one side that's always pointing the finger. See, if we really start telling the truth and start shedding the light upon what's really going on, we could grow as a people, y'all. We can't grow without truth. We can't. So the only thing that we will see and understand in any scenario as a problem solving situation is, you know what? Hey, didn't I tell you to go back up in there? I'm not going to tell you that no more. We've been talking about this for the past 6 weeks, and here your ass coming up in here doing that again. You know what? You act like you don't understand me. Well, goddamn it, I could tell you. And see, there it go. There it goes. Y'all hear me out today. We want to ignore the domestic violence, but we want to point the finger. And we never want to resolve the issue of the underlying issues of domestic violence and how it is tearing down our community inside out. And it's more than a black man beating a black woman. It's more than that. It's deeper than that. It's something going on at the bottom of that. That we need to find out. And then on top of that, if women are staying in these relationships and they're suffering in silence, and now they're being more adaptive to the violence, then guess what? What's going to happen when these people walk out into the community? Aha. See, ain't nobody talking about that. You see what I'm saying? We need to have mentally fit people out here, man. But hey, I'd like to thank y'all again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. We're on season number 4. The title of this podcast today was Black Domestic Abuse. Causes extreme violence. Y'all check it out. Thanks again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I'ma holler.